Our first conversation this morning is with Beth Adams, the director of Ann Arbor Meals on Wheels. It's very nice to have you here, Beth.
Thanks. Good morning to you guys as well.
Beth, can you give us an overview of the Meals on Wheels program?
We've been delivering meals to the homebound in Ann Arbor since 1974. We changed our name from Motor Meals to Ann Arbor Meals on Wheels in January of 2009. And we are a community services program of the University of Michigan Health System. Our mission is to reduce hunger and food insecurity and promote the dignity and independence of the homebound in Ann Arbor, who, because of their health, are unable to shop and cook for themselves.
And how large an organization is Meals on Wheels?
We are doing around 200 meals a day to around 200 clients. We do both a hot entree and a cold sack supper. And you can have the option of getting just one or both meals. We also have a soup that accompanies the hot meal. We have a liquid nutritional supplement that's available to those at nutritional risk. And we can provide diabetic and kosher meals for those that have dietary restrictions.
How is Meals on Wheels tied to the University of Michigan, Beth?
We are one of their community service programs. All of us are university employees, just one of their programs that they do to provide support to the community. But we're only partially funded by the health system. We need to provide a match to what the university gives us from grants and fundraising donations.
Beth, how did you get into this position as the director of the program?
I have a background in gerontology and about 15 years of post-grad experience with a variety of senior programming.
What do you like most about your job?
Oh, wow. Everything. I think.
A lot of people say that.
Knowing that we're making a difference, knowing that we are providing a service that provides not only help to the person receiving meals, but it also provides peace of mind to family members who either aren't able to check in on their loved one on a daily basis, whether because of work or distance. And for a lot of our clients, our volunteer is the only person they see all day. And that visit also serves as a wellness or safety check, with the volunteer reporting back any concerns to us that they have. Sometimes our volunteers have arrived and have found someone fallen on the floor, unable to get up. Several months ago, we had a volunteer who went to deliver a meal to someone who was scheduled, but they weren't answering the door. And he called our office, and we tried calling the customer, and we couldn't get a hold of them, so we called their family emergency contact, and the family went over, found that the individual had been fallen on the floor since the night before. Doesn't happen very often, but we are definitely that safety net for a lot of people.
So thank goodness you were there.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, who knows, it could have been several more days.
Definitely.
Our guest is Beth Adams, director of Ann Arbor Meals on Wheels, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Beth, your clients, are they mostly elderly?
For the most part, we do serve people of all ages. About 20% of our clients are under the age of 60, but most are definitely over the age of 60, with half over the age of 80.
Over 80?
Over 80.
So do you have any centenarians?
We do. We have probably two or three who are either over 100 or are going to be turning 100 this year.
That's awesome.
So, do you do anything special for their birthdays?
For all of our clients, we give them a birthday card and a birthday cake. And for our diabetics, we give them diabetic sugar-free candy. And we've been talking about how to honor those who are turning 100. And so we've got some ideas on how to honor those who have led an incredibly long and fulfilling life.
Oh, you have to let me know what that is when you
decide.
Okay,
I will.
How does someone qualify for the program?
Primarily to be homebound, which means generally unable to leave your house without assistance. And because of your health, are unable to shop and prepare a complete meal.
And is there ever a cost for the meals for those receiving the food?
Yep, it's a voluntary contribution. So every month we'll send you a statement that's based on the number of meals you received for the previous month, and you pay what you can. We have some people who are financially able to pay the full amount, and we have some people who aren't able to pay anything at all. And that's fine. No one's turned away based on their ability or inability to pay.
Do the meals themselves, can we assume it's a balanced, high nutrition diet?
Yep. We are required, because of some of our funding sources, to make sure that we're meeting certain requirements in terms of fruit, vegetables, starches, fats, sodium intake.
From your experiences, Beth, are most seniors eating a good diet?
Some research shows that about 40% of older adults in the community have inadequate nutrient intakes. So that's a huge percentage of people that aren't getting enough
of nutrients. What are they not getting enough of? Is there a common problem?
Fruits and vegetables, it might be easier just to have some toast for lunch rather than having like a sandwich or incorporating some fruit. And if you live alone and if you're in poor health and don't have the energy or physical ability, it's really hard to prepare a complete nutritious meal for just one person unless you want to eat leftovers of the same thing for the next week or two.
It does generally take a bit more work, a little more effort to eat well.
Yeah, I know there are some times when I come home after a long day of work and I'll have a bowl of cereal, but it's not something that is good for the long run or as a primary meal several days a week.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Beth Adams, and we're talking about Ann Arbor's Meals on Wheels program. Beth, if I wanted to volunteer to help with the program, like delivering meals, are there volunteer opportunities?
There are. We are primarily volunteer-based. Every week, we need at least 92 volunteers to get the meals out. Meals are delivered Monday through Saturday, so for those that work during the week and can't get away, we do have deliveries today. So today we'll have 12 volunteer routes a little bit later on this morning. And you can volunteer as often as you want. You can do it once a week, once a month, every other week. We also have a number of volunteers who only work as a substitute. So when a scheduled volunteer is not able to make it, they've notified us in advance. We'll call our list of substitutes, and if they're available, great. And if not, great, we just move on to the next person on our list.
Do your volunteers drive their own vehicle?
Yep, our volunteers drive their own vehicle, delivering up to 13 meals, taking 1 to 2 hours to complete a route, depending on how many people are scheduled to get a meal that day, how chatty people are. And we do encourage our volunteers to visit and socialize with our clients. And we aren't able to provide mileage reimbursement, but we do keep track of your miles. So if you itemize or deduct at year end, we can give you a statement for your taxes.
So you can claim it, the mileage anyway.
Yeah.
Now, what about if I like cooking? Can I be a cook in the program?
Because our food is prepared by the University of Michigan hospitals, that's one area of the hospital where volunteers aren't allowed an opportunity to serve. Unfortunately, we aren't able to meet that volunteer request.
Who's involved in the whole process? I mean, in the packaging, in the delivery, it's all U of M hospital employees?
Yep. All of our food is prepared and packaged by the health system kitchen, and it's brought over in a delivery vehicle. It's already prepackaged in coolers. So when you come to our office, you just load the coolers in your car, take your instructions and list of people who are getting a meal. And we have directions on how to get from our office to the first house, from the first house to the second house, and so on and so forth.
You got it all MapQuested out.
Pretty much. Actually, it's more trial and error. And, you know, we have some pretty specific instructions. Use the side door, knock loudly. Don't let the dog out. Virginia may take a while to get to the door. Be patient. We make it enjoyable and fun. And we do have cookies and coffee and tea in the office for the volunteers. So beforehand or afterwards, you know, they can have a little sustenance energy to get them through the day.
That's great. Beth, you talked about the funding for the program, and you mentioned the University of Michigan is some of the funding, but certainly not all of it. And you talked about some grants. Do you have fundraisers for Meals on Wheels also?
We do. We have a couple fundraisers throughout the year. We have our big one coming up. We have our second annual Tee It Up to Make a Difference golf outing on Monday, July 12th at Redmond Farms in Chelsea. It's a 9 o'clock shotgun start. It's $120 per golfer or $400 for a foursome. So if you register as a full team, you do save some money. And a portion of that is tax deductible. Registration's due July 5th. And we are also seeking hole, fairway, and course sponsors, as well as businesses who are able to donate prize and raffle items.
Our guest is Beth Adams, director of Ann Arbor Meals on Wheels. And this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Beth, you were also talking about the social aspect of visiting seniors. Do you hear some good stories from your volunteers? You mentioned sometimes they may find an emergency situation.
Yep.
I'm just curious if they come back from their route and have some good stories to share, some good feelings.
They do. They come back and will comment about how excited Mr. Brown was that his family visited him last weekend or took him up north for the weekend to the family cottage. And they just, you know, will share stories from the client's life. The client really gets to know their volunteers and they see the volunteers as their volunteers, just like our volunteers see the clients on their route as their clients. And we have volunteers who have been delivering for 35 years.
So they really know their
clients. And, you know, we have clients who have been on the program 15, 20 years. It really becomes a special relationship for both.
Yeah. Are some of those people the ones who are going to be close to 100?
Probably. I'd have to go back and look, but, you know, with longevity is definitely something that we're seeing a lot. Just as our population is aging, people are living longer, but as they get older, they're living with more chronic health problems and in poorer health.
Beth, can you think of a story or a time when a resident really benefited by participating in the program?
No, but I have a quote for you. We just recently completed our client satisfaction survey. We asked for some feedback as to what you most appreciate about the program, what's most beneficial. My diet would be less interesting and less nutritious without Meals on Wheels. The volunteers are excellent, caring, friendly, and very much appreciated by me. Many days, the volunteers provide me my only socializing experience or opportunity. I live alone. Thank you all very much. The social event and the food event are each in their own way the most important events of the day for lonely elderly folks.
That's great. That's very, very appropriate and very telling. And I gotta believe that the results of that survey were very positive.
You know, we received a lot of comments and feedback like that. Earlier this week, before I was heading out the door for a meeting, my financial clerk showed me a note that a client had written, just, you know, thank you so much for the meals, the volunteers. And we really do hear from our clients that this is really making a big difference in their lives. We've received notes from family members after their loved one has passed away thanking us for providing the meals and how much it meant to them as a family member knowing that someone was checking in on their mother or father.
And, you know, I've just signed up to be a volunteer with the Meals on Wheels, and I'm really excited about getting out there and doing it. It's going to be fun.
It's a great opportunity. Everyone who does it really just loves it. It's a great experience.
How old do you have to be to volunteer to do it? I mean, I know you have to have a driver's license, but how old do you have to be?
You have to be 18 to drive on your own. However, we have a lot of families that volunteer, and so we have infants that go along with their parents. We have toddlers.
A great family opportunity.
It really is a great family opportunity, and our clients really love the younger, the 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 12-year-olds. It's just a great intergenerational experience.
Can you tell us again the date for that golf outing and how listeners can sign up?
Monday, July 12th. Registration is due July 5th. Go to our website, which is www.med.umich.edu/AAMealsOnWheels. And I recognize that's a long one. So I just recommend you use your favorite search engine to look up Ann Arbor Meals on Wheels. Scroll down and there's a place where you can print off the registration form.
They can use that same process to get in touch with you or about Meals on Wheels as well.
Yep, about volunteering, we have our volunteer application there to make a referral, and we accept referrals from anyone, whether it's a senior themselves or a family member service provider, and they can call our office Monday through Saturday, 998-6686. Monday through Friday, our office hours are 8:30 to 4, and Saturdays, 9 to 2. And again, that number is 998-6686.
Beth, it's been really informative and fun to have you with us this morning. Thanks very much for being here.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.